Come, let us sing to the Lord. Let us come before God's presence with thanksgiving. For you, Lord, are a great God. In your hand are the caverns of the earth. The sea is yours, for you made it. Come, let us worship and bow down. For the Lord is our God, and we are the people of God's pasture and the sheep of God's hand.
The first reading for today, the last Sunday after Pentecost, is from Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 11 through 16, and verses 20 through 24. A reading from Ezekiel. Thus says the Lord God, I myself will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As shepherds seek out their flocks when they are among their scattered sheep, so I will seek out my sheep. I will rescue them from all the places to which they have been scattered on a day of clouds and thick darkness. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries, and I will bring them to their own land. And I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited parts of the land. I will feed them with good pasture, and the mountain heights of Israel shall be their pasture. There they shall lie down in good grazing land, and they shall feed on rich pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek the lost, and I will bring back the strayed, and I will bind up the injured, and I will strengthen the weak. But the fat and the strong I will destroy. I will feed them with justice. And now for something a little bit different. I'm going to add a slight commentary before I read the following verses. For those of us who have grown up on farms, we know how the animals in the field can treat each other. How the weak are picked on, how the ones who look different are picked on, how the ones who come in from the outside are picked on. Therefore, says the Lord God to them, I myself will judge between the fat sheep and the lean sheep. Because you pushed with flank and shoulder and butted all the weak animals with your horns until you scattered them far and wide, I will save my flock, and they shall no longer be ravaged, and I will judge between sheep and sheep. I will set up over them one shepherd, my servant David, and he shall feed them. He shall feed them and be their shepherd, and I, the Lord, shall be their God, and my servant David shall be prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken. The word of the Lord. The second reading for today is from Ephesians, verses 15 through 23, a reading from Ephesians. I have heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love toward all the saints, and for this reason I do not cease to give thanks for you as I remember you in my prayers. I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and revelation as you come to know him. So that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance among the saints? And what the immeasurable greatness of his power for us to believe according to the working of his great power. God put this power to work in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places. Far above all rule and authority and power and dominion and above every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in the age to come. And he has put all things under his feet and has made him the head over all things for the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel for today comes from Matthew, the 25th chapter, beginning with the 31st verse. Glory to you, O Lord. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the nations' angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand, and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, Come, you are blessed by my Father. Inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you welcomed me. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you took care of me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it we saw you sick or in prison and visited you? And the king will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did it to the one of the least of these who are members of my family, you did it to me. Then he'll say to those at the left hand, You are accursed. Depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. For I was hungry and you gave me no food. I was thirsty and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger and you did not welcome me. Naked and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison and you did not visit me. Then they will answer, Lord, when was it when we saw you hungry or thirsty, or a stranger, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you? He will answer them, Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me. And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteousness into eternal life. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Dear friends in Christ, grace and peace to you from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. All right, no problem, Jesus. No problemo. Here you go again, asking what seems to be the impossible. You want me to give food, shelter, food, more food, drink, clothing, come visit you in prison, take care of those who are sick? All right. Does that sound impossible to anybody else when you think about doing that by yourself? Anybody think that sounds pretty hard to do all of that on our own, on my own? And I don't know about you, but I want to help out and remember all these people. Don't you? Don't you want to remember your neighbor? But let me give you a few scenarios that you've probably had in your own life that come from some of my experiences. You're on a drive and you get stopped at a stoplight. There's someone with a sign saying, out of a job, homeless, need food. What do? Or you walk downtown of a large city or even a small city, see all sorts of people asking for help, asking for money, asking for food, maybe shelter. What do? Or someone comes to your door asking for help. What do? I'm not here to condemn anybody today because I've encountered some of these things and have been guilty of not helping. But let me show you just a brief clip from Batman the Animated Series, stick with me here, that expresses how I feel. Because I can't do it all, no matter how hard I try. And it's just a very short clip that expresses how I've been feeling. See, we want to help. We try to help. There are times but we know we can't do it ourselves, and that can bring us to tears when we can think about that. But there are times, too, when unfortunately we don't trust somebody in need or ask, do they really need help? Maybe because once we've been deceived. Maybe because we've heard so many stories about people taking food and using it for alcohol or something else. We start to wonder, who really does need us? But Jesus tells us in today's gospel who needs us, the least of these, the vulnerable, the young, those without, those on the margins. And again, we find ourselves asking Jesus, even knowing who needs our help, where can I find them? And where are you, God? Where are you in all this? I want to know. This gospel text can be hard for us, so I want you to hear this one more time, but in a different way. And I invite you to close your eyes if you're able and listen to this story. Put yourself in the shoes of the main character, Conrad. Think about the questions you might have, especially questions about where is God when all this is going on. And maybe you've heard this story before, but it is a book by Andy Griffith. And it kind of tells this in another way. It happened one day near December's end. Two neighbors called on an old-time friend. They found his shop so meager and lean and made gay with 1,000 boughs of green. And Conrad was sitting with face ashined when he suddenly stopped as he stitched a twine. And he said, "Old friends, at dawn today, when the cock was crowing the night away, the Lord appeared in a dream to me and said, 'I'm coming, your guest to be.' So I've been busy with feet astir and strewing my shop with branches of fir. The table's spread and the kettle is shined, and over the rafters holly's twined. And now I'll wait for my Lord to appear. And listen closely so I will hear his step as he nears my humble place, and I open the door and look on his face." So his friends went home and left Conrad alone, for this was the happiest day he had known. For long since his family had passed away, and Conrad had spent many a sad Christmas day. But he knew with the Lord as his Christmas guest, this Christmas would be the dearest and best. He listened with only joy in his heart, and with every sound he'd rise with a start, look for the Lord to be at his door like the vision he had a few hours before. So he ran to the window after hearing a sound, but all he could see on the snow-covered ground was a shabby beggar whose shoes were torn, and all his clothes were ragged and worn. But Conrad was touched, and he went to the door, and he said, "Your feet must be frozen and sore. I have some shoes in my shop for you, and a coat that will keep you warmer too." So with grateful heart, the man went away, but Conrad noticed the time of day. He wondered what made the Lord so late and how much longer he'd have to wait. When he heard a knock, he ran to the door, but it was only a stranger once more. A bent old lady with shawl of black, with a bundle of kindling piled on her back. She asked for only a place to rest, but that was reserved for Conrad's great guest. But her voice seemed to plead, "Don't send me away. Let me rest for a while on Christmas Day." So Conrad brewed her a steaming cup and told her to sit at the table and sup. But after she left, he was filled with dismay, and he saw that the hours were slipping away. And the Lord hadn't come as he said that he would, and Conrad felt sure he had misunderstood. When out of the stillness he heard a cry, "Please help me, tell me, where am I?" So again he opened his friendly door and stood disappointed as twice before. It was only a child who had wandered away and was lost from her family on Christmas Day. Again Conrad's heart was heavy and sad, but he knew he should make the little girl glad. So he called her in and wiped her tears and quieted away her childish fears. Then he led her back to her home once more, and as he entered his own darkened door, he knew that the Lord was not coming today, for the hours of Christmas had passed away. So he went to his room and knelt down to pray, and he said, "Dear Lord, why did you delay? What kept you from coming to call on me? For I wanted so much to see your face." When the soft in the silence a voice he heard, "Lift up your head, for I kept my word. 3 times my shadow crossed your floor. 3 times I came to your lowly door. For I was the beggar with bruised cold feet. I was the woman you gave something to eat. And I was the child on the homeless street. 3 times I knocked, 3 times I came. And each time I found the warmth of a friend. Of all the gifts, love is the best. And I was honored to be your Christmas guest." So open your eyes now. And in that question of where is God? Where is our King? Well, he tells you exactly where he is in the story and the gospel reading. "Yes, I died and rose again on Easter morning for you. Yes, I'm your King, but I'm not leaving you alone. I'm not sitting on a throne in some sky somewhere far away. I'm right here with you, in the people around you. I'm still getting my hands dirty, still forgiving your sins, still saving you. I am the vulnerable. I am the young. I am the old. I am the naked. I am the sick. I'm the one in need of food and clothing. I'm the one in prison. I'm the one asking all the questions. I'm right with you and all of you. You're not doing this alone. We can never do it alone. Jesus is right here, right there with us, with all others, where we are in our life. The King is not on his throne all the time, but he's here in the messiness of our lives, right here in your neighbor. So take a moment and look at your neighbor. Look at the person next to you. Don't be shy. I can see if you're turning your heads. But look to your neighbor. What do you see? Who do you see? Your King is here, right beside you. Not in some mystical, mysterious place that we worship on occasion and wish to be in, but right here. The one who died and rose again for you. The one who forgives your sins and gave you and gives you eternal life. The one who is King, and unlike the earthly king, promises to be here with you. Not to just sit on his throne, but to be there, to live in your neighbors, to be with all those people. So when you ask the question, when it feels hopeless, and you try to live up to what the gospel is telling you to do, and you ask, where are you, God? Where are you in all of this? Know that God is right here. And I don't know about you, but that is a King I can praise. Not only today on Christ the King Sunday, but always. Knowing he's not abandoned us, but instead walks with us today and always. Thanks be to God, our Lord and King, for being right there with us, even when we ask, where are you, God? And when we are most in need. Amen.
Remembering the saints who have gone before us, and giving thanks for God's blessings, we pray for the church, all in need, and God's good creation. For the whole church, that it will continue to joyfully proclaim your love to the world, let us pray. Have mercy, O God. The invited invitation is, hear us, O God, your mercy is great. Heavenly Father, God of glory and grace, you provide teachers and heralds to proclaim your gospel throughout the world. We give thanks for the freedom to worship in our church and our homes. Strengthen and preserve our missionaries as they share your love and your word throughout the world. Hear us, O God. Help us to remember that all of us have vocations and avocations that can further Christ's kingdom on earth. Whether we are 10 years old or 90 years old, help us continuously to find where our talents, skills, and deepest gladness meet the deepest needs of society. Hear us, O God. Empower us to teach, serve, and learn with passion and integrity, and to study diligently and attentively for the fulfillment of our many callings and to glorify your purpose and name. Help us to be living rock, always being made new. Hear us, O God. You care for us more than the birds of the air and the lilies of the field. You are aware of our every need. Let us be good seed planted in good soil by our heavenly sower. You know our prayers of supplication before we speak them. You know our requests to you before we think them. Hear us, O God. Our prayers of intercession are for traveling safety during this Thanksgiving week. We pray for the physical, emotional, social, and financial needs for our church, our members, and all of our visitors today. Let us remember and read the first names of the members who are listed in our bulletin. Ellie, born to Dusty and Amy, Rolf, Liam, Michaela, Ione, Leona, Mavis Ann, Anne, Julius, Luann, Tim, family of Margie, missionaries Colin, Jenny, Josephine, and Amos, and the Evangelical Lutheran Church of the Menhannes. Hear us, O God. Our hearts are filled with gratitude. Whether we are new Christians or old ones, life sometimes does not seem fair to us. However, if we honestly reflect, we are so deeply thankful for our families, spouses, children, and grandchildren, our dear friends, our health, our homes, our jobs, the privilege to live in this beautiful world, and the hope of eternal life with you in heaven. Hear us, O God. Your salvation lasts forever. You save all of us. Console us here on earth until we join all who praise you without end. Hear us, O God. Receive our prayers and hopes, Good Shepherd, and bring us safely into all joy and peace. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Receive the blessing. The blessing of Almighty God, the Father of glory, Jesus Christ, our peace, and the Spirit of truth, be upon you and remain with you always.
Amen. Go in peace. Christ is with you.
Thanks be to God.